hidden within a dense redwood forest, the rebels observed several Imperial troops guarding the bunker entrance. When Han crept up onto the group, a snapping twig alerting them to his presence. And the fight began when two troops sped away on Imperial speeder bikes. Luke and Leia leapt upon one as well. Luke made a daring jump onto one of the troopers' vehicles, and he and Leia pursued the troops in different directions. When the noise of the engines had stopped, the troops had met with fiery crashes. But Han and Luke feared the worst when Leia did not return. Thrown to the ground during the chase, Leia looked up to see a small, furry creature. An Ewok threatening her with a wooden spear. Offering a snack, Leia quickly befriended the Ewok, just as blaster fire sent them both ducking below a fallen tree. A stormtrooper emerged and threatened Leia with his blaster. But when the Ewok surprised the soldier, Leia fought back, seizing her opponent's weapon. On board the Imperial ship, Darth Vader confronted the Emperor. "My son is with the rebels. He will come for you. When he does, bring him to me," said the Emperor. Back on Endor, Chewbacca's powerful instincts led him to a strange animal carcass hanging from a tree. But when he stepped closer to investigate, the entire group was swept upwards, trapped in the net. Upon freeing themselves, they found themselves surrounded by dozens of ferocious Ewoks with weapons raised. When C-3PO stood to view their captors, the Ewoks bowed in reverence. The droid explained that the Ewoks had taken him to be a golden god, and Han Solo would be served as a main course at a feast honoring their new deity. When the Ewoks bound the rebels and carried them back to their forest village, the prisoners were greeted by Princess Leia, who had taken up residence with the natives. Despite the Ewoks' affection for Leia and their worship of C-3PO, however, the small creatures refused to set free their captives, Han, Luke, and Chewbacca. Luke instructed C-3PO, "Tell them, if they don't untie us, you'll grow angry and use your magic." C-3PO knew he must command the Ewoks to set his friends free, yet threatening any creature was against his program. Could C-3PO convince these wild creatures that he was powerful and angry? The droid searched his memory banks, calling up every moment of conflict, betrayal, rejection, humiliation, and abuse he had suffered in his long robotic life. C-3PO had not thought about many of these experiences in a long time, yet as the droid recalled them, he began to tremble with fury. In his most commanding voice, C-3PO addressed the Ewoks, telling them, and all present, of his awesome power and the terrible wrath that would result from any disrespect shown him. Martin.